Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk some more about being the CEO of your company. And to ask this question, who's doing the CEO's job in your small business? Every business has assignments that must be performed by the chief executive officer, the CEO. Not the founder, not the owner, or the manager, the CEO. But you know, in a small business, the duties of a CEO are often difficult to assume. And the reason is, it's not difficult for you as a small business owner to assume the role of general manager. That's easy, right? The moment you started your business, you started managing. The first day, the first week, the first year, you were in business. All you focused on was you know, executing. What am I going to get done today? When am I going to get a customer today? Am I going to make a sale today? Am I going to collect some money today? Am I going to, you know, hire a new person? What are we going to do today? What are we going to do to make payroll on Friday? How do I, pay my bills, et cetera, et cetera? All that's general manager stuff. That's easy. That's easy to assume because they're right there in front of you. They're alligators chomping on you for what's happening right now. What's this? What do we need to do this very moment? That's general manager stuff. But it's another matter altogether to get that same person, oftentimes in the small business, it's the same person to assume and to realize that CEO duties are different from management tasks. CEO duties are different from management tasks, and they require you, a manager's tasks require you to open the doors today, serve customers today. Those are the duties of a manager, not the duties of the CEO. A CEO's job is to make sure the business's doors are still open next year. And the year after that, that's the primary difference between a manager and a CEO. CEO says, what are we doing today? How are we going to make payroll on Friday? The CEO says, what are we going to do a year from now? And how am I going to make payroll 2 years from now? And it requires, in order to be the CEO, it requires committing the time, the energy, and the assets to the strategic duties of a CEO. That is the key thing that defines a CEO strategy. The time, energy, and assets to accomplishing the strategic duties of a CEO. And in order to be a CEO, you got to focus on three areas. Where have we been? Where are we now? Where are we going? I want to talk about that a little bit now. Where have we been? A business's history is like the taproot of a tree. It's anchoring that business against marketplace winds. It's the taproot. You've got all that history. It's really, really valuable. And it's anchoring you, but it's also delivering nutrients to these green shoots of opportunity. And while successes are celebrated by everybody, everyone loves a success story, right? Past mistakes, though, think about this, folks. Past mistakes are only valuable to those who plan the future. When you're successful, everybody celebrates. When you fail, nobody wants to talk about it. But if you plan the future, you've got to know about those. Successful CEOs use history to inform them, not to restrict them. That's where have we been? Managers and CEOs both know about that. Where are we now? Yes, managers know about this too, but only from the perspective of what's inside their four walls. Where are we now in the operation of this business? The CEO status quo perspective, however, is best viewed from 30,000 feet. Your perspective of the status quo, where are we now of the business, you need to be looking at that from orbit, from 30,000 feet, which is to say outside the four walls of your business. Now, these two focal points I just talked about, where have we been, where are we now, these are the curriculum and obstacle courses of CEO Bootcamp. And since they include information also known to managers, it's understandable for any owner-manager to believe that they're constantly doing the job of the CEO. Because you know all this stuff, where have we been, where are we now, you probably feel like, okay, that's, you know, I'm doing that all the time, right? But you're really doing it as the manager, not as the CEO. But adding this next focal point that I'm going to talk about right now to the CEO's assignment, this is what separates managers from strategists, pros from amateurs, and ultimately success from, you know, that other thing. So let's talk about where we're going for a little bit. This is the advanced course. Where are we going is the advanced course, where small business owners who desire more than mere success, but rather repeatable, sustainable success, it's where they learn and practice what I call the elite work of a professional CEO. These tasks are most difficult for a small business CEO to accomplish because they should not be performed in proximity to the operational trenches. You've got to get away from the day-to-day, the operating stuff. You cannot find out where are we going if you're in the trenches looking at where we are and where we've been. This is what separates the CEO from the manager. This one perspective, this one big picture. Where are we going? So finding the answers to where we're going is the CEO heavy lifting. It requires that you exchange your manager's blue collar hat for the CEO's white collar hat. It means being intentional, disciplined, and committed to allocating, as I said, time and resources to the job of a real CEO. Now, this where are we going thing is pretty elaborate, and I'm not going to be able to go into all that right now. I'm going to talk about this the next time we get together, probably next week. I'm going to go into where are we going, but it includes what I call the big four factors that every CEO has to consider in where are we going: bricks, clicks, people, and capital. So stay tuned for that the next time we get together, probably this time next week. I'll talk to you about where we're going. But remember this as I wrap up this segment, folks. Being a small business CEO is not easy, but it's also not optional. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.